O'Neill's is a chain of Irish-themed pubs here in the UK, but this particular O'Neill's has had an incredibly unexpected musical history. In the 1950s and 60s, this was the Flamingo Club, an iconic venue which was the first in London to play West Indian music and was a hotspot for blues and jazz. In fact, Ronnie Scott and Tubby Hayes made up members of their resident band. And it was here that Georgie Fame recorded Night Train. There's another laundry list of acts that played here at the Flamingo Club. Billie Holiday, Stevie Wonder, Patti LaBelle, Dizzy Gillespie, Pink Floyd, Otis Redding, Rod Stewart, The Animals, The Moody Blues, The Rolling Stones, and Ella Fitzgerald, just to name a few. Not only did the club have an excellent array of performers, it was also one of the places to be seen in swinging London, and musicians like Hendrix and McCartney were often spotted here in the audience. After the Flamingo Club shut down, it reopened in the 1970s as the Whiskey A Go-Go and maintained its status as a celebrity hotspot. James Brown and Kool & the Gang performed here, and Robert De Niro and Jack Nicholson are both known to have been frequent visitors. Again, the club would transform in the 1980s, becoming the Wag Club, a Britpop-focused creation. As the Wag Club, this venue would see performances and appearances by Madonna, Prince, LL Cool J, George Michael, Boy George, Keith Richards, and David Bowie, who filmed his Blue Jean video here. With your back to the venue, look into Chinatown towards Gerrard Street, where the large gate is. Surprisingly, this street was the location of the first ever rehearsals of Led Zeppelin. The exact address isn't known, as Led Zeppelin themselves can't even recall it. With O'Neill's to your right, walk down Wardour Street until you get to Swiss Court on your left. Take the left and walk until you get to Leicester Square. Stop by the statue of William Shakespeare in the centre.